Hello, you're listening to the McKinsey on Insurance podcast, where we discuss recent trends, disruptions, and strategies that are shaping the insurance industry. I'm Fritz Nauck, senior partner, co-leader of the global insurance practice with my friend here, Jörg Mussow, talking to you today from Las Vegas here at InsurTech Connect. Jörg, why don't we start with a question on how the industry is doing and what are you seeing in Europe as well as globally?
First of all, yeah, fantastic atmosphere here in Las Vegas. I think we see quite a bit of acceleration here, even both in terms of attendance, but also in terms of breadth of participants from all the tech providers to various other players along the value chain in insurance. I still remember back a few years ago when this was about redefining from a pure tech perspective. I think this has broadened. It's much more about a stable industry in a very difficult macro environment and macro context. But also, I think the whole format here has matured and we see a lot of successful players around and interesting discussions.
Yeah, it's an interesting time in the industry, at least what I'm seeing in North America, as well as in Asia. The industry is holding its own against kind of a whole host of rapidly evolving risk landscape and volatility. And I'll just mention some of the things we're seeing in terms of trends, but also hearing from terms of here at InsurTech Connect. First of all, obvious climate change, catastrophe situation, and convective storms that are unparalleled. You know, obviously a very tricky time geopolitically, and cyber risk continues to be an area on the mind of a lot of executives. Inflationary pressures, for sure, and for life insurers, I think the balance sheet impacts of that have been significant as they look for capital release. But yeah, Jörg, love to hear your perspective on those or others.
We see a lot of platform tech-related plays here, which are amazing. We see various players in the AI space bringing true innovation. What's happening here is pretty unique, I believe, because in the second year of going really deep in Gen AI now, I think we see now plays which make a big of a difference. I think we see it in software, we see it in support activities, think about call centers and others. When you see these players around here, they will reshape part of the industry. So it's still about reinventing, but it's more like new players and incumbents working jointly on it. And I think this will be game changers going forward. I think quite a few of these players are actually already very successful. So we did a few pieces of analysis into it and see along the value chain with both the AI-focused players, but also players working in pricing, claims, and so on. You still, even in the environment, Fritz, you described these players make margins of 30, 40%.
Your guest day, you and I were talking about the themes we see as being big for 2024. I know two that you focused on, one kind of just an expense and efficiency focus, and then two broadly technology, including AI. Curious in those two areas, yeah, what you see carriers in particular thinking about.
I think we are gonna see first players really embarking on a step change in terms of productivity. This relates to what we just described in terms of supporting players along the value chain, i.e. I believe we see in our frameworks and in our kind of analysis that over the next years, up to 50% of workforce might be radically changed, and there is room for a lot of productivity improvements. So a lot of players are addressing this and saying, let's go now step by step along the value chain and really improve, leverage the technology and do a step change. And this is not just unique to insurance. I think we see here also players showcasing that from other industry and saying, this is real, others are doing it. So productivity combined with AI, Gen AI, and supporting other technologies is going to be a big one. The other one in Europe, but also beyond, is very much on distribution. I think we will see a strong focus on distribution and the end customer. Drastic changes in customer segments is a starting point to that. So we see a lot in this environment, a lot of movement in underlying segments to more affluent, to more wealthy type of customers in some areas in this pressured environment. And at the same point in time, also then players rethinking entirely their distribution strategy. Take the agent and brokers channels, which are still fairly dominant in our industry. The change is going to happen, and AI, Gen AI will also change that game. So I'm quite optimistic that over the next 2-3 years, we will see these things happening.
I think certainly productivity is top of mind for every insurance executive. And you know, hand in glove with that, how technology and AI will help drive that. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned the customer. I do think how the customer buys insurance, be it more embedded, be it with agents doing different things, will be changing in the future here. And two others that I just want to mention. I think one is just the focus on the balance sheet, particularly among life, retirement, wealth managers, and so on. Yeah, looking at asset management, the balance sheet, and what blocks to have on balance sheet, what to reinsure, how to think about third-party capital. That's just in a rapidly changing interest rate environment. I think that's been a big focus, certainly in North America, but also globally. I'll also mention just operating models. I think all the changes we've talked about basically question, how do you organize? What's important? How do you drive change through large organizations? What happens globally or regionally? And including what should be done in-house versus outsourced and how best to do that so that you keep a source of differentiation, recognizing that everything you outsource, you're basically saying you're going to be an average provider of that. You're not going to be differentiated. Maybe we bridge to innovation. What are the innovations you've heard about that are most exciting?
Look, I think Gen AI is obviously at the top of mind of everyone here, right? When you talk to the people, there's not a single presentation where you probably don't see Gen AI and related work. I think asset, we will see drastic changes. Think about call center activities. This will be really big and will dramatically change both the way we interact with customers, as you said, but it's also going to have a fundamental impact on our cost structures in these support areas. And I think this innovation is real. And I think the use cases from some of the more innovative players are supporting that that change. But I would also say there's quite a few more. We see newly focused models. I think there is embedded insurance, which is still kind of pushing forward and will be a big theme globally. I think this is one of the significant growth areas. And we see quite a few players here as well who offer embedded insurance solutions in all type of industries. Think about telcos, think about OEMs, obviously, all other type of players. And we have more than 30, 40 very innovative claims players. You can talk to all of them around here and get a pretty comprehensive perspective on how your new claims function could look like. And that's, I think, one of the examples you could give here. Same for others, like in pricing or so on.
Great points. I would echo all those. The other area I've seen a lot of focus, certainly, and I think there is going to be innovation, is broadly in data. I think every executive has realized that to take advantage of benefits of the cloud and technology, benefits of AI, generative AI, the data architecture and data usage has to be, let's say, clean and, you know, say, updated frequently with the right data. I think there's much more focus on what is the underlying data, where you get it from, how is updated, what's the lineage, how are the models validated, and all those pieces to enable capturing a lot of the benefits from new technology. The other one is, I think, a recognition that in a evolving risk environment, the insurance industry by itself, and even with reinsurers, is not sufficient capital to help every person and company protect against the range of risks they have. And so this notion of third-party capital and how do you enable third-party capital to enter by correctly identifying risks, measuring the risks, and then transferring that risk into the tranches that third-party capital is willing to invest in as either a hedge or as a pure investment, that is obviously happened for a long time, but is on the cusp of increasing significantly given the evolving nature of risks. And I think that's going to be an area of increasing innovation as well.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely.
Well, Jörg, it's been a pleasure speaking with you.
It's great to be here with you.
Thank you to our listeners, and you can find a transcript of today's conversation on McKinsey.com.